sister, sinister sister. Leave mic so hot, make hands blister. Try to catch me, but all you heard was damn, you just missed the daily means and whereabouts. More secret than a whisper, cut sharper than a scissor. Looking for the love elixir, like most listeners. Let them know it's all in they reach. Spitting my verbal attack with the impeccable speech. How about niggas? Gotta keep your dog on a short leash. Go ahead, speak. If not, they try to play us like suckers. The most commitment wanting, all commitment giving motherfuckers. Not saying that all men fall in this category, but one look in his eyes and I could tell a whole story. Looking for a friend, a wife, a late night creep if he's horny. If he's sincere, got G, or pick up lines as corny. Trying to say that he adore me when he don't even know me. That type of weak game will leave a nigga poor, broken, lonely. Willing to go and stick anything that lets him stick him. Cause through all that bullshit, he's looking for another victim.
Stick 'em, ha ha ha, stick 'em, brr, stick 'em, ha ha ha, stick 'em, brr, stick 'em, ha ha ha, stick 'em, ha 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 ha, brr, stick 'em, ha ha ha, stick 'em, brr, stick 'em, ha ha ha, stick 'em, brr, stick 'em, ha ha ha, stick 'em. Ha, 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 ha.
Perfect example. It was like Monday the 10th, late afternoon, just saw my king and it was time well spent. In any event, this nigga's eyeing me, it's evident. Trying hard as cement to ignore his twisted compliments. He seemed hell bent for my time, 100%. Asked to come sit at my table if I was the age of consent. Didn't know why he would put himself through such torment. And despite the corny line, you could see the extent that he would go. Said he'd pay my rent, dress me up, give me dough. Followed by constant comments about my body's measurements. I said, I don't drink Moet, take loot to get bent, or use niggas to pay rent. I'm independent. His response, bet you have been sent, but I haven't met a chick that ain't have a price yet. I said, well, I must be a different type of female. While bitches waiting to exhale, I plot schemes to blackmail. Talking about your watch, your car, who you know and your wealth. A new experiment, thinking this nigga's playing himself with just his arrogance, not to exclude his rude attitude. How he pursued relentless references to seeing me new. The wrong move, this jiggy nigga really thinks he's smooth. Like he got something to prove and I got nothing to lose. I know his style, never ran into a femme fatale, like you hearing right now, coming through your ear canal. I smile politely so as not to blow my cover, carrying on conversation knowing that I'm on some other shit. Should have stopped when he had the chance to quit, talking about his income and how bad he wanna get some. Next time we meet, he'll just be the next victim.
Brr, stick 'em, ha ha ha, stick 'em, brr, brr, stick 'em, ha ha ha, stick 'em, brr, stick 'em, ha ha ha, stick 'em, ha 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 ha.
Like my girl Amina, banging body and she was cute, but she'd only fuck with niggas if they had mad loot. Plenty ice, nice ride, but she'd always have to drive, trying to compensate for shit that as a youth she was deprived. She survived.